First thing every day. The book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verses 4 and 5. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. Do you have a standing appointment with God every morning? Is God your first priority, or do you talk to him less frequently than that? If you're wise, you'll talk to God first thing every day, without exception. Warren Wiersbe writes, "Surrender your mind to the Lord at the beginning of each day." And that is sound advice. When you begin each day with your head bowed and your heart lifted, you are reminded of God's love, his protection, and his commandments. Then you can align your priorities for the coming day with the teachings and commandments that God placed upon your heart. So if you've acquired the unfortunate habit of trying to squeeze God into the corners of your life, it's time to reshuffle the items on your to-do list by placing God first. And if you haven't already done so, form the habit of spending quality time each morning with your Creator. He deserves it. And so, for that matter, do you? Each day provides opportunities to put God where he belongs, in first place. Wake up a little earlier every morning and give God some very special, private, uninterrupted time. Learn to commune with him, to pray to him, to listen to his responses to your prayers, and to meditate on his word. In other words, be obedient to his instruction to abide in him and him in you. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verses 4 and 5 in the Living Bible translation, "The Lord God has given me his words of wisdom so that I may know what I should say to all those weary ones. Morning by morning, he awakens me and opens my understanding to his will. The Lord God has spoken to me, and I have listened. I do not rebel nor turn away." We are to obey our godly instruction and start each day as believers with our regular, unrushed, uninterrupted time with our God, that very same God who is the creator of the universe and all that is in it. Every morning for the remainder of your time on this earth, the sun will rise upon a world filled with God's presence and his love. You owe it to yourself and your creator to honor him first with a regularly scheduled early morning time of prayer, meditation, and praise. The fabric of daily life is woven together with the threads of habit, and no habit is more important than that of consistent prayer and daily devotion to your Heavenly Father. The simple act of giving your God a few extra minutes each and every morning will change the entire direction, course, and quality of your blessed life here on earth. All that it takes for you to accomplish this special activity is for you to get up 15 minutes earlier each morning. Before turning on the radio or television or any other electrical appliance, you put first things first. Spend that extra 15 minutes in private, personal, spiritual commune with your Heavenly Father. Talk with him. Enjoy your time together. Let him help you plan your day. Give him praise, honor, and glory. Give him the reins to your life and ask him to guide you through this day. In the Holy Bible, in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verses 7 and 8, New King James translation, God gives us the secret for good prosperity and success to come into our life. All that is required for us to secure these things is that we be totally obedient to do what we are told to do. Verse 7, only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. There are far too few people, yes, even spiritual believers, who simply do not know and understand the power of prayer and the vital role that it plays in the life of a person who has accepted Jesus Christ into their own heart and mind. The power of prayer and the power of praise are two of the greatest and most powerful forces on the face of the earth. Both, however, must be put into action first by the believer himself. The believer starts the power working, and then God finishes using it up in accomplishing the desired tasks or situations being prayed for or given praise. So many people, regardless of their personal level of faith, miss so many wonderful blessings and rewards from their Creator out of total ignorance of the Word of God. Listen carefully to the instructions of the Lord as recorded in the Holy Bible in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. New King James translation. Keep asking, seeking, knocking. Verse 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Verse 8. For anyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Sadly, the ancient saying remains true to this day, which is exactly why you have not, because you ask not. As I write these words, my mind wanders back to a great poem I once read that really puts this message into proper perspective. The poem is entitled, The Difference. I do not know the author. I got up early one morning and rushed right into the day. I had so much to accomplish that I didn't have time to pray. Problems just tumbled about me, and heavier came each task. Why doesn't God help me? I wondered. He answered, you didn't ask. I wanted to see joy and beauty, but the day toiled on gray and bleak. I wondered why God didn't show me. He said, but you didn't seek. I tried to come into God's presence. I used all my keys at the lock. God gently and lovingly chided, my child, you didn't knock. I got up early this morning and paused before entering the day. I had so much to accomplish that I had to take time to pray. Permit me to encourage you one more time. Begin a new habit. Get up earlier, starting tomorrow morning. Set aside at least 15 minutes of uninterrupted quiet time all by yourself so that you can be with your God. Shut the world off just for 15 minutes. Give all your time and attention to your Heavenly Father. Read His Word and watch the good things that begin to come into your own life and those around you. Commit to this new habit. Do it every day. No breaks. Total commitment. You, for sure, will reap what you sow. God's greatest blessings to all of you.